Hi, Diamonds, and welcome to today's episode of your favorite podcast. I'm your host, Naleli Star. In this episode, I want to share my experience of the 100 days of yoga that I started on the 1st of May and ended somewhere in the middle of August. So, as you all know, sometime last year, I decided to embark on learning how to do yoga. I've always loved yoga. I think I've always fancied the idea of being a yogi, but I've never really invested the time of becoming a yogi until last year, when I finally decided it's something that I want to get into after a little mishap that I had encountered. So this year, one of the things that was on my to-do list was to get through one 30-day Pilates journey and do a 30 days of yoga with Adrian. When I started that journey, I recognized that I was getting into winter, and that winter is one of the times during the year when I really get off the wagon in terms of exercise. So I told myself, why don't I commit to 100 days? 100 days will surely get me through winter. And it did. But as I started the journey, it was so much about just doing the exercise, just proving to myself I can stay active during winter, which I think this is actually the second time that I am beating winter blues, because last year I literally just walked through winter. This year I literally yogged through winter. But there's so many things as I go through the 100 days of yoga with Adrian. And it's not literally 100 days of yoga with Adrienne. You're not going to find that title on her channel. What I did is I combined a few, like three 30-day challenges, and I did my own thing for the next 10 days to just relax and wind down in the rest of the 10 days to make it 100 days. So I did 90 days, three different challenges, and 10 days of just my own thing. But as I go through the challenge, really what struck me was how I really felt, how I would come to the mat. It felt so different. I think for the first time ever since I started doing yoga, I really felt like a yogi. I really felt like I was doing something with my practice. So I wrote down a few notes to just share with you what I actually experienced, because I feel like it was very phenomenal. So first things first, I have come to trust yoga as a path to return to myself, to a state of calm and safety. As a person who really experiences anxiety so easily, I can confess to you guys that ever since I really started doing yoga, and I think just generally exercise, I haven't really been in an anxiety state like I used to be before. I constantly feel calm, I feel safe, I feel in my body, I feel more confident. It was just a full-blown awareness of myself, my emotions. You know, at the end of every yoga session, you normally would end in Shavasana. So Shavasana is literally trying to release all the burden and just sink into the earth and just be in a state of peace. I think that was like, there were certain days that I'll just wake up and really I'm just doing it for the Shavasana, but I cannot start in Shavasana. So I'll do like a couple of, you know, the whole thing. And when it just came to Shavasana, I would really just stay there for a prolonged time just to feel the calmness, the safety, I just felt a presence of awareness and an appreciation for myself, and I really, really loved that. Another thing is, no experience was the same. So, you know how in the past I've done 30 days? So, my worry when I was setting out was, I don't know how I'm going to feel on day 31. Because majority of the times I'd get to day 30 of a challenge and I'm just so glad that it's day 30. And take in mind that day 30 was not even like halfway gone. So as I was getting through the first 30 days, there was something about me that was really, really worried about how am I going to feel on day 31? How am I going to feel on day, 58? How am I going to feel on day 92? You know, am I still going to be as excited to be on the journey as I am in the first 30 days? But also, as I got through the journey, I realized there was no experience that was the same. Even for the first 30 days, the first 30 days were so different from what I have encountered in the past. And there were days when I would feel like, I've got this, like, I've got the energy. And that would be maybe like day 70-something. You know, I've got the energy. But when I look back, maybe on day 40-something or day 50-something, I really just felt, I felt numb, I felt weak. But also, one of the beautiful, beautiful experiences that I went through is when I got to my mat, I didn't mind being vulnerable with myself. You know, of course, there were times when I would get frustrated. Like, I would literally fail to get into an easy pose, like maybe the pigeon pose or the warrior two, you know, or literally just downward facing dog would feel like such a challenge. But then there were days when even the hardest of challenges would feel so much fun to do. I'd get into those poses with so much energy. And even just in the same instant where you are doing a yoga pose, because normally you need to do a yoga pose on both sides, on the left and on the right, is that you can do it correctly on the right and still struggle on the left. Like, it's one body, it's one experience, it's within split seconds, and yet it just feels so different. And I think for me, that taught me that regardless of the season of life that I am in, each day is going to be different. I shouldn't really get into a day based on the experience from yesterday, because yesterday really is gone. Today really could just give me a whole, you know, a run for my money. And I decided to develop that understanding that every day is an exciting opportunity to experience something different. That even if there's nothing visibly different, or, you know, there's no newness as per se as I wake up, that just the fact that it's a brand new day, that I could feel different, that I could experience the same things differently, I think that really just really struck me, and is something that I'm very, very grateful for. Another lesson that I thought that would be pertinent to share is you learn to be patient and gracious with yourself when you can't hold a pause long enough or settle in it with ease. So I came to be very vulnerable with myself to admit, okay, today warrior pose doesn't feel as great as it felt yesterday. Or why is it that my hips today feel a little locked? Like, I wouldn't get it. Like, I don't feel stressed. I feel calm. But, you know, I would just go with the flow, because at that point, especially beyond day 30, I realized I was asking my body to do something that we've never done before. So however it decided to react, or however it decided to present, I would just embrace that and just admit to myself, you know what, today it didn't go as well as I hoped. Maybe that child pose, you know, wasn't as fun as I hoped that it would be. But you know what? We're here. We've tried. We know how it feels. And we're ready to transition into the next pose. Kobe Bryant was once asked what basketball means to him. And this is what he had to say. It's one of my favorite clips of him on YouTube. He said, when he felt lost and needed guidance, he looked to basketball. When he felt lonely and needed a friend, he turned to basketball. When he experienced frustration and needed to blow steam, he walked to the court and played basketball. In all honesty, I can say I truly understand what Kobe felt about basketball. Because, you know, there were times when I did my yoga session, and maybe I've been bummed out during the day. I know that I can come home and fold my mat. It just felt like that was like my sacred place. I could go on the mat, and even if it is just Shavasana that I'm going to settle into, even if it is just child pose, that are, you know, there are different variations of the child pose. So regardless of, and it's one of the simplest yoga poses that you can get into. So regardless of the variation that I do, I just knew my body would appreciate me stretching whichever pose, whatever direction that I took, that my body would love that and that it would appreciate it. It's something that I felt that I could return to. It is something that I felt that I had power over. It is something that I felt that helped me navigate the stress. It helped me navigate the confusion, if any, that I had experienced. So I felt like yoga during that time really became what basketball was to Kobe, or at least a variation of it. Additionally, I feel so grateful that I chose this path. I chose this path because it's a place I can get to retreat to. It's a familiar path that I walk when I feel scared or overwhelmed with anxiety. It's a safe space to get undone and rebuild myself. So it felt like it was a lot when I was starting out. I'm not going to lie. I told myself, am I really going to manage this? But then as time went by, I actually craved it. When I woke up in the morning, it was like, oh, I wonder what poses are going to be in that session today, because I was using the videos. So I would wonder, each time that I was doing the 30 days challenges, one of my favorite days was day 8. So day 8 is where you do yin yoga. Yin yoga is where you are gentle. You do gentle poses, but you hold them for a long time. And it just felt so relaxing. I would never ever miss a day 8 in any of the 30 days that I put together to get to 100. So I really enjoy the focus on a word for each day. So every time that you woke up, you had a day that you'd focus on. It could be peace, it could be love, it could be, you know, rebuild or rejuvenation, whatever the word is. I really appreciated that because it always put me in a position to just reflect. You know, you start your day with reflection. If today's word is peace, you ask, how can I be more peaceful with myself? How can I be more peaceful with other people? What are some of the things that I need to do to sustain my peace? What are some of the things that I can do to sustain and promote peace with other people? I really, really love that. It really gave you an opportunity to just introspect, to speak to yourself, to review your life, to review your relationships with other people. What is it that you can do better? What is it that you can do more of? So literally each day, up all the way up to day 90, like with the challenges that I was using for Adrian, there was a word that you'd have to focus on. For the 10 days, I came up with my own words. Words that I felt like did not capture what I wanted to reflect on. And that was really, really beautiful. And yes, there were days when I just didn't feel like doing it. And I still did it. However, on days that my muscles were sore, I rested. Rest was important, just as much as the exercise that I did on a daily basis. So like the saying goes, learn to rest, not quit. It's 100 days, but within the 100 days, there were days that I literally felt like I just couldn't. And those were days that I experienced the most self-love or the most self-care for myself. You know, in my mind, I'd literally speak to myself, you deserve this rest. You have done so well so far. You deserve the rest. Your muscles, your cells, your tissues, they deserve a break. They deserve a break to regenerate, to relax, to come back to themselves. The same way that your mind feels when you're on the mat and you come back to yourself, your body's tissues also need to come back to themselves. And the only way that they're going to do that is if we allow to rest. So I didn't feel so much guilty about resting. I'll take a day If need be, I'll take 2 days off. But you know what? When I got back to the mat, I got back to the mat really re-energized. I didn't feel guilt. I didn't feel a certain type of way about it. I was just overjoyed that I could get back to the mat and that I took the break, the much needed break that I needed to get through the challenge. So my absolute favorite experience was the breath journey. So when you go to Adrienne's channel, you're going to find different 30-day journeys. What I did is I used the breath, I used the movement, and then I used the true journeys. But amongst them all, the favorite, the number one amongst the three that I really, really enjoyed was the breathing technique. And why? Because when I read the book, The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari, there's an area where Yogi Rama narrates and says, even just breathing correctly helps your body so much. It really just opens up and it increases our wellness. So of course I thought it would be easy, but it wasn't. The idea of breathing mindfully was an incredible experience either way. But just getting into the different breathing techniques, of course, yoga is like that. If you're going to get into yoga, you should expect that it is, it has a lot to do with your breath technique. So in the past, it was just when you are getting into a pause, you need to know when you are breathing in and when you are breathing out. But really with the breath challenge, you sat through the breath. You did the different breath cycles. I think between the movements, the truly, and the breath, if I had to redo a 30-day among us those three, it would be the breath journey. It was just so refreshing. I think every time that I was doing a breath technique and my body was challenged, it was so humbling. You know why? Because we take breathing for granted. It is not something that you'd think, unless you're sick, that you'd have challenges or difficulties with. And yet, it felt so, so challenging, and it was just a humbling experience. And I kept telling myself, from time to time, I am going to try. They're very different techniques. They're very challenging. But also, when you do them consistently and correctly for a long time, you literally feel a change in your body. It just shifts. Your dispensation shifts. The way that you carry yourself, the way that you understand your breath is very, very different. You have a new appreciation for breath. So I also appreciated how passive some poses are, and yet they have tremendous effect and results. Earlier on, I mentioned that on day 8 of each journey was yin yoga. Yin yoga, you do passive stretches, you hold them for a long time so that your body really just feels the intensity of that pose. It was incredible. But here is what I learned about that, is that so many times in life, we have these habits that sometimes feel like they amount to absolutely nothing. And yet they're the bedrock for why our lives have turned out the way that they are. When I was doing those, I think it must have been the movement. That's when I realized, you know, because I had held a pose for some time. And I think I woke up with like a backache or something. And just the way that I was twisting. And when I stayed in that twist for quite some time, I literally just felt everything stretching. And you know, and when I went through that yoga sequence, I could tell that my body was really appreciating it. And yet, when you're doing the poses, they feel so passive and so silly. You'd think, why would my body tone to this? Or why is this even exercise if it doesn't feel so intense? And yet the effect or the impact of those poses really, really made me feel way better than I did before I came to the mat. So it's the same thing with our lives. What is it in our life that seems so passive, so unimportant, yet we do it and could be the bedrock of why our lives are like this? I think that is something that is worth meditating on. Finally, I really enjoyed the alignment. So all the time, Adrian would say, heart over pelvis, head over heart, to get a real straight and aligned upper body. So one thing that I actually found myself doing is every time that I was at the office and I was seated in my chair, I would literally just whisper to myself, heart over pelvis, pelvis over heart. And that is how I would align. I would no longer slouch. It is so important, I feel like, for each person to find what their journey is. For me, in this season of life, and I say season of life because I don't know, in one season of life, it was jogging, it was walking, and it really, really worked for me. In this season of my life, it's yoga. It centers me. It grounds me. It gives me an opportunity to really just come to myself, to find rescue, to retreat, to undo myself and rebuild. And I love that. I really, really did enjoy that about the entire 100 days. The fact that I woke up knowing exactly how I want to start my day. I think that was another thing that really thrilled me. And I hope that in your life, you make a decision as intentional, as mindful as the one that I made. It might not be yoga for you, but make it something. Make it something that means a lot to you and is going to be a worthwhile experience. So this is where we're going to end today's episode. I look forward to serving you again next month. Stay shining, diamonds.